I'm Andrea Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. On September 10, 1996, Jill Bolte Taylor, a 37-year-old neuroscientist, had a stroke in the left hemisphere of her brain. When she recovered her ability to read and write 8 years later, she gave the best TED Talk I've ever heard. In her talk, A Stroke of Insight, she describes what it's like for a neuroscientist to watch her own brain having a stroke. She became, in her own words, an infant in a human body. On a recent podcast, The Diary of a CEO, she describes the differences between the right and left sides of the brain. The right side creates pictures and gets information from body movement. It experiences things in the present and creates an enormous collage of ideas. The right side's view of reality is, we are energy, being connected through the consciousness of the right hemisphere as one human family, and right here and right now, we are brothers and sisters, here to make the whole world a better place, and in this moment, we are perfect, we are whole, we are beautiful. The left hemisphere is quite different. Things are linear and analytical. It's all about the past and the future. The left hemisphere picks out and categorizes information. It sees how a particular idea relates to the past and looks for the best possibilities for the future. It works with language. And most importantly, it says, I am, and separates us from others. In her TED Talk, Taylor recounts her thoughts during her stroke. The right side of her brain was amazed by the beautiful colors and patterns in her apartment, and she was dazzled by the way her body seemed to merge with the walls of her bathroom. She felt euphoric. But then the left side of the brain would kick in and say, hey, we've got a serious emergency here and we need to get help. If you haven't watched this TED Talk, don't miss it. Dr. Taylor describes what she calls four personalities of the brain, two on the right side and two on the left, each having a thinking and emotional component. The thinking part of the left brain is the planner, the analytical part of your brain, and the emotional side of the left brain is the protector, the reactive one that stores pain from the past. On the right side, the emotional part of the brain is the explorer. It's playful. It experiences things in the present and doesn't think about the consequences of the playful things we do, like a teenage friend of mine who threw a firecracker into a culvert just to see what would happen. Fortunately, no one was hurt. The judge took into account his age and dismissed the charges, but did make him pay for the damages. Then there's the thinking part of the right hemisphere, which is the connector. It's the seat of our wisdom and capacity to learn. It experiences the awe of nature and a beautiful, peaceful world. Dr. Taylor says we can become happier and more powerful when we learn to switch between these brain personalities. In fact, there's a $1 billion business in meditation that focuses on quieting the left hemisphere in order to open up the possibilities of the right hemisphere. Our culture is so skewed to the left brain, me, 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 the individual, that we miss out on the good stuff the right brain offers. These are just a few highlights from Jill Bolte Taylor's interview on Diary of a CEO. Do your brain a favor and listen to the full interview and experience Taylor's vast knowledge of the brain and her contagious enthusiasm and awe for what it means to be alive. It's a trip you won't want to miss. For Esoterica, I'm Andrea Bella. Thanks for listening.